Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to impart the Word of God into your hearts and minds. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we sing praises to your name, and we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Lord, we welcome you into this 15-minute message. Let it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, one day I was watching a TV show where a couple was getting married. Throughout the show, the wedding coordinator kept saying, "I'm forgetting something, but I don't know what it is." She kept checking her to-do list, and all of the boxes were checked. Then she went off to her room to be alone and got on her knees. And I thought, oh, the show is getting good. She lifted her head up and said, Lord, forgive me. I forgot to invite you into this marriage. This was an excellent illustration and reminder for us all to always invite or welcome God into our everything. Invite him into the marriage. Invite him into the financial woes. Invite God to the job or your career choice. Invite God into that new business venture. He'll give you the resources and the connections that you need. Invite God in before you have a meeting or a family gathering. Invite God in when you're choosing a spouse or if you're having relationship issues. Invite God in when you're trying to buy a home. Invite God in before you travel or go on vacation. I like to start off my day, and I learned this when I was actually volunteering to help out in children's church. They started off their day, and I started off this way. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I invite you into this day. We're going to have a great day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is God In. What did I say? Invite God in. One more time. Invite God in. Did you know that in Genesis 1:26, that God gave man dominion or authority over all the earth? This tells us that God is in heaven, and in order for him to do anything in the earth, he must be invited in to the earthly situation or the scenario for his assistance. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. I'm going to be reading out of the book of John, chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11 out of the King James Version. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? You know I'm here just for the cake. That was just a little humor. Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto her, or to the servants, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto the servants, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, believed on him. Glory to God. Now I'm going to summarize the story. Jesus, his mother Mary, and disciples were invited to a wedding. The mother Mary says to Jesus, they are out of wine. And he responds, I'm just waiting for the cake to be served. You know that. I'm joking again. What does this have to do with me? The scenario is that the family can be disgraced or put to shame in front of the governor by not having any wine to serve. But Mary just ignored Jesus' comments, and she instructs the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Jesus then goes on to perform his first miracle, turning the water to wine. Now, did you notice when I was reading that no one complained or murmured or said anything in disbelief. They just followed his instructions and believed on him. And the key thing I want you to remember is that when you invite Jesus in, I said, when you invite Jesus in and you do it as he tells you, miracles can happen. Hallelujah. Especially when you believe on him. Amen. Glory to God. So invite Jesus in, do as he tells you, and believe on him, and miracles will come to pass. Amen. Let's go to Sister Shelley's street love testimony. When my estranged father passed away in 2019, I was not prepared to be responsible for planning the funeral arrangements, the financial obligations, and dealing with grieving for his loss. It was just all too much. And at the same time, my car was down. I was in unfamiliar territory, and I got on my knees. I invited God in, and I didn't say anything. I just praised him until I felt a release. When I got up from my knees, I knew exactly what to do and what not to do. God sent my church family, friends, and loved ones. They sent and dropped off cards full of money and food and flowers. My mother did the obituary. I mean, and my uncle actually did the words to the obituary, and he paid for the obituaries to be printed, and he helped me with the funeral payments. I mean, it was just like God just took care of it all after I just gave it over to God. When the funeral services were over, I sat back and just thanked my Father, my Heavenly Father, for turning water into wine once again, because it was truly a miracle. I got through it unashamed. To God be all glory. In conclusion, I don't know what you're going through, but God can turn any watered down situation, your health, your broken relationships, your lack of funds, into a vibrant blossom of the best tasting wine you've ever tasted. But he needs you to invite him in. Invite God in. Do what he instructs and believe on him for the miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, street love listeners, I hope this message was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Invite his son Jesus into your life today. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation, is to rededicate your life to Christ. This means at some point in your life, you received Jesus, but maybe you walked away and became backslidden, and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Are you ready? You just confess underneath your breath anything you want to the Lord, and I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that those listeners on this call are coming back to you wholeheartedly right now. They know that Jesus loves them and they want forgiveness, but they are coming back to you based on 1 John 1 and 9. And Father God, we're giving you thanks and praise for it right now In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. You hear that bell? That bell is for you, listeners, for those who received salvation or those who rededicated their life to Jesus. Hallelujah. That means I have a gift for you as well. Angels are praising God right now for the decision that you made. But guess what? I have a free gift to give you as well for the decision you made. You can go to my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button and let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. The announcements for this week. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. And all I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because it's just 15 minutes. Amen. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of England, Michigan, Southfield, Texas, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? If you are a church and you would like for Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, go ahead and contact me at my website, and you and I can pray together and come out. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to contact or donate, please go to freeluncheonprayer.org. Hallelujah. Well, family, this ends our message for this week, and it's time for us to close out in prayer. I pray that this message was a blessing to you and that you have a wonderful week. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family listeners. I pray all is well with you in every area. And if you are mothers, happy Mother's Day. And remember, street love begins with you. God bless you.